It's a pleasure to be here today to talk about recent declines in infant mortality in the U.S., and I would like to acknowledge my co-author, T.J. Matthews. And we have nothing to disclose. The vital statistics data in this presentation are based on birth and death certificates filed in state vital statistics offices and transmitted to the National Center for Health Statistics, or NCHS. NCHS produces a national birth certificate data file, a death certificate data file, and a linked birth and infant death data file. In the linked file, the birth and death certificate data are linked together for each infant death in the U.S. And the purpose of the linkage is to use the more detailed data, including the more accurate race and ethnic data, from the birth certificate for infant mortality analysis. Preliminary birth data is currently available through 2012 and death data through 2011. However, the linked file, which is needed to fully analyze the recent decline in infant mortality, has been delayed and is currently only available through 2009. Also, for the purposes of this presentation, when I refer to black or white race, I mean non-Hispanic black and non-Hispanic white. After a plateau from 2000 to 2005, the U.S. infant mortality rate declined substantially, from 6.87 infant deaths per 1,000 live births in 2005 to 6.05 in 2011. From 2005 to 2011, the infant mortality rate declined by 12% overall, and by 12% for non-Hispanic white women. The decline was largest for non-Hispanic black women at 16% and smallest for Hispanic women at 9%. To provide more accurate race and ethnic comparisons, for the next two slides, 2010 and 2011, white, black, and Hispanic infant mortality rates are projected by applying the race-ethnic-specific percent decline from the mortality file to the 2009 race-ethnic-specific infant mortality rates from the linked file. It's important to keep in mind that projected data is not as accurate as directly reported data. We can see that black infant mortality rate was more than twice as high as the white or Hispanic infant mortality rate for all years. The infant mortality rate for non-Hispanic black women declined from 13.63 in 2005 to a projected infant mortality rate of 11.3 in 2011. That's a decline of 2.3 points. In comparison, the non-Hispanic white infant mortality rate declined from 5.76 in 2005 to 5.1 in 2011, a decline of about two-thirds of a point. And the decline for Hispanic women was about half a point. This larger decline for non-Hispanic black women has led, for the first time in a generation, to a substantial decrease in the black-white infant mortality disparity. We calculated infant mortality rate ratios by dividing the black infant mortality rate by the white infant mortality rate. From 2000 to 2005, the rate ratio was 2.4. In 2008 and 2009, the ratio was 2.3. And the projected rate ratio for 2010 and 2011 is 2.2. So let's look at the public health impact of the recent infant mortality decline. There were an estimated 3,250 fewer infant deaths in 2011 than if the 2005 infant mortality rates had been in effect. And these numbers are rounded to the nearest 50. 1,350 non-Hispanic white, 1,350 non-Hispanic black, and 450 Hispanic infant deaths averted. In 2011, 54% of U.S. births were to non-Hispanic white women and 15% to non-Hispanic black women. Yet white and black women had near equal numbers of infant deaths averted. This further emphasizes the public health impact of the large infant mortality decline for black women. These findings are further supported by a geographic analysis. This slide shows infant mortality rates by state in 2005. There were 13 states with infant mortality rates of 8 or higher, including most states in the South. From 2005 to 2010, infant mortality declined significantly for 17 states, and for 5 of these states, the decline was 20% or more. The states with the largest declines were Louisiana, Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, and D.C. These are states with large African American populations and which have had persistently high infant mortality rates for many years despite programmatic efforts. So this is very good news. Several other Midwestern and Southern states with traditionally higher than average infant mortality rates also had significant declines. States such as Illinois, Michigan, Mississippi, Missouri, Tennessee, and Texas. Many other states had declines in infant mortality during this period, but because infant mortality is a rare event, the decline did not reach the level of statistical significance. It's also worth noting that no states had a statistically significant increase in infant mortality during this period. Due to this historic decline, only 2 states, Mississippi and Alabama, had infant mortality rates of 8 or higher in 2010. 12 states had infant mortality rates below 5. What is striking about this map is a weakening in the traditional pattern that we've seen for many years of higher than average infant mortality rates in the South and upper Midwest regions. While rates are still generally higher in those regions, we can see that some southern states are doing better than might be expected from their long-term trends, contributing to a weakening of the pattern. So let's look at the components of this historic infant mortality decline. The overall infant mortality rate can be partitioned into 2 key components. 1, the distribution of births by gestational age, and 2, gestational age specific infant mortality rates. Component 2 is only available through 2009, but since about 60% of the 2005 to 2011 infant mortality decline occurred from 2005 to 2009, an examination of these components is still instructive. But first, let's look at the trend in gestational age. The starting point of the recent decline in preterm birth was 2006 rather than 2005 for infant mortality. We can see that there was a substantial shift in the distribution of births by gestational age from 2006 to 2011, with fewer preterm and early term births and more births at 39 to 41 weeks of gestation. Both early and late preterm births declined by 8 to 9%. While early term births at 37 to 38 weeks of gestation declined by 10%. In contrast, births at 39 to 41 weeks increased by 8%, which is very good news since this is the gestational age with the lowest infant mortality rate. Researchers have wondered to what extent the recent decline in preterm births is related to recent efforts to limit medically elective deliveries prior to 39 weeks of gestation. This graph shows the percent preterm by method of delivery in 2006 and 2011. The percent preterm fell by 8% for cesarean deliveries, by 14% for induced vaginal births, and by 9% for non-induced vaginal births. This is also good news and suggests that recent efforts to prevent non-medically indicated cesareans and inductions of labor may be working. There were also declines in gestational age-specific infant mortality during this period. This slide shows gestational age-specific infant mortality rates in 2005 and 2009. Rates were significantly lower in 2009 than in 2005 for less than 32 weeks and 39 to 41 weeks of gestation. For the other preterm categories, the 2009 rates appeared to be lower, however, the differences were not statistically significant. This slide shows infant mortality rates for preterm-related causes of death. In both 2005 and 2009, black infants were more than three times as likely as white or Hispanic infants to die from preterm-related causes. From 2005 to 2009, the overall infant mortality rate declined by 7%, but the preterm-related infant mortality rate declined more rapidly, by 10%. As with overall infant mortality, declines in preterm-related infant mortality were largest for non-Hispanic black women at 14% and smallest for Hispanic women at 7%. We used the Kitagawa method to calculate the percent contribution of the two components, the distribution of births by gestational age and gestational age-specific infant mortality rates, to the 2005-2009 infant mortality decline. The analysis was done separately for the total population and for white, black, and Hispanic women. For the total population, 63% of the decline was due to declines in gestational age-specific infant mortality rates, and 37% was due to declines in preterm birth. The pattern for non-Hispanic white women was similar. 60% of their infant mortality decline was due to declines in gestational age-specific infant mortality rates, and 40% was due to declines in preterm birth. For Hispanic women, nearly all of their more modest infant mortality decline was due to improvements in gestational age-specific infant mortality rates. In contrast, for non-Hispanic black women, nearly two-thirds of their infant mortality decline was due to declines in preterm birth, while 36% was due to improvements in gestational age-specific infant mortality rates. So in summary, after a plateau from 2000 to 2005, the U.S. infant mortality rate declined by 12% to 6.05 infant deaths per 1,000 live births in 2011. And provisional infant mortality counts for 2012 suggest a further decline to an infant mortality rate below 6.0. From 2005 to 2011, the infant mortality rate declined by 16% for non-Hispanic black, by 12% for non-Hispanic white, and by 9% for Hispanic women. In 2011, there were nearly 24,000 infant deaths in the U.S. based on preliminary data. There were about 3,250 fewer infant deaths in 2011 than there would have been had the 2005 infant mortality rate been in effect that year. Only 15% of births in 2011 were to black women. However, 42% of the infant deaths averted were to black women. Infant mortality declines were largest in selected southern states with large black populations and which previously had persistently high infant mortality rates. After more than two decades of increase, there was a 9% decrease in the preterm birth rate from 2006 to 2011. Preterm births decreased for spontaneous vaginal, induced vaginal, and cesarean deliveries. Non-Hispanic black women have higher rates of preterm birth and preterm-related infant mortality. Thus, the recent decline in preterm birth had a bigger impact on infant mortality for black women. For non-Hispanic black women, two-thirds of the 2005 to 2009 infant mortality decline was due to declines in preterm births. For white and Hispanic women, the majority of their infant mortality declines were due to declines in gestational age-specific infant mortality rates. And here's my contact information as well as links to a couple of recent reports. Thank you.